A new year, a new calendar, a new diary. The indoor world doesn't feel so new. The same dust blows under my desk, the same ache in my left knee. The only thing that's new is my diary, leaning next to the old one, which still has a few entries I need to copy across. Had the old diary more pages, it would carry on being used and would do its job as well. It needn't end quite where it does. In the distant past, our ancestors chose to begin the new year at midwinter, when the feast of harvest was long gone and there were no available crops in the field, while they watched for the spring to come and show some mercy. Perhaps in more primitive times, people may have feared that winter was the end of a world that was fading away into permanent cold and darkness. Somebody wrapped warmly in skins perhaps became aware that the falling sun had changed its behavior and was now climbing higher each day. "Look, guys, it's going to be okay." They watched it all go by and saw that everything in the world was always changing, all at different rates. There's always something new appearing on the scene, coming round the corner. Zoom in too close and things appear to pop into existence and then pop out again. Move back and you can see it all spins round and everything is just background whirl. When I'm feeling sad for any reason, I've learned to take a step back. But our senses can only perceive so much. There is so much more they cannot see, and we can never know what exists outside our narrow frame. After the longest night of the year, around the 22nd of December, when the sun slowly starts to return, it seems a good time to begin a new cycle. So we mark the rim of the wheel that infinitely turns. We make it halfway through the darkness as it fades into the light, and we say, "This is where the circle starts." That day was the very first date in the very first calendar and the start of our culture. I wonder what human life on this planet might have been like had we been unafraid of the dark and felt no need to count the days and the seasons. If we had never developed a system of numbers, like some Amazonian tribes and children who do not recognize the difference between three sweets and four. Our culture is rooted in us differentiating between things, night from day, lunchtime from breakfast, us from them, good from bad, balancing one thing against another. We learn to isolate things from their continuously connected nature and to create clear beginnings and endings. The ancient circular symbol of a serpent eating its tail, the Ouroboros, has the head and tail in the same place, but clearly has a beginning and an end, although it goes on forever. Zen Buddhists have a similar image in the Enso, a simple circle, small or massive, painted in one or two strokes by a master of calligraphy. It starts with the brush being placed somewhere on the page and goes round, then ends at the same place. It symbolizes the cycle of life, often wobbly and imperfect. There is nothing outside the circle, there is nothing inside. It is said that the character of the creator can be inferred from the way he paints this circle.